Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2019 here. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and whatever the weekend is going to bring us, which supposedly was going to be some snow and slush, but I don't see it out there. In fact, it's actually quite a lovely day, except for being very, very cold. And the birds are out there enjoying all the bird seeds. So, you know, they're happy. And so let's just get right on into it. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to basically answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. Now, in a few hours, if they haven't already, the House of Representatives will vote on the conference report for the 2020 National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. And a lot of people are very, very concerned about it. It is, as has been the case in the past, a disaster for liberty. And at a time when the federal deficit is rapidly approaching $1 trillion, that's a lot of money. I can't even imagine what I would do with $1 trillion. But I'll come up with something. But they're approaching $1 trillion, and the NDAA makes no attempt whatsoever to cut the bloated military budget. Instead, it authorizes spending over $700 billion, with a B, on unnecessary and unconstitutional military interventions around the world. That's where all the money's going. That's why there's no money left here for us to go to the stores with, do our Christmas shopping with. It's all being plundered and looted to go off and fight these wars. Okay, let's see. Let's do that. All right, now, the 2020 NDAA fails to do anything to stop the indefinite detention and torture of American citizens without any semblance of due process. The attitude of the U.S. government is, we don't like you, we're going to lock you up. We're going to torture you. We're going to lock you in a room and force you to work, to watch old Pauly Shore movies, you know, until you just go absolutely crazy. And Congress is trying to increase the defense budget, even on the heels of an explosive expose published this week by the Washington Post about the waste in the Afghanistan war and how U.S. officials at all levels routinely lied to the media and the American people about the progress of Afghanistan, even when they knew the war was unwinnable. And of course, that is a replay of the original Pentagon Papers scandal. And there's a wonderful movie came out, I think it was a year ago, and it was Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep and a bunch of other really fine talents. It was called simply The Post. And it told the story of what the Washington Post did when they got wind of this story and how they got hold of copies of the files and everything. If you have not seen that movie, you should, because it's a reminder of what the Washington Post used to be like and apparently wants to become again. Because they ran this story this last week, and again, it's a replay of the Pentagon Papers here. All right, it's been estimated that over $2 trillion has been spent in Afghanistan since 2001. I guess all those jihadis now have their own yachts. Approximately 2,400 American troops have lost their lives. And if you are a family member of one of those troops, you're welcome to call on in, 800-313-9443, and tell us how you feel about this revelation that the Pentagon knew they couldn't win in Afghanistan, but they kept on going anyway because nobody wanted to stand up there and say, you know, I think it's time for us to quit. all about ego and vanity here. So Congress wants to give out even more money for foreigners around the world that have got nothing to do with the defense of our country. This year's NDAA also contains a new threat that would make it impossible for us to learn the truths the government wants to keep secret. So you might want to call your U.S. representative at area code 202-224-3121 and tell them to oppose the 2020 NDAA conference report. Okay. All righty. Let me do a response here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And, of course, there has never been one of these NDAA bills that represented a blessing for the American people. It's just absolutely, it's more war. It's more loss of our freedoms and our rights. It's an ugly, ugly, ugly mess. Okay. Now, Time Magazine announced earlier today that they're naming Greta Thunberg this year's Person of the Year. Now, there was a moment of confusion because Time said they wanted to nominate the whistleblower, the one who basically launched this whole impeachment charade against President Trump. But then somebody reminded them that you can't put the photo on the cover. This person is anonymous. So Time Magazine said, all right, well, we'll drop the whistleblower and we'll go with Greta Thunberg because, you know, we should have children calling the shots for the adults here on planet Earth, especially when it comes to the climate here. All right. Former federal prosecutor Robert Ray is out there saying what we've been saying all along. Neither one of the charges being brought forward by the House of Representatives, whether it's abuse of power or obstruction of Congress, none of them are high crimes and misdemeanors. They are not impeachable offenses. It's just a Hail Mary pass trying to get it in there. Now, Inspector Horowitz is admitting that the warrant to spy on the Trump campaign was based entirely on the information from the debunked Steele dossier. And you're not going to see that in the corporate media. And now we're finding out, apparently, the golden showers aspect of this dossier, they were just sitting around a bar, you know, getting drunk on beer and said, I know, we'll have Trump and two prostitutes do this. That was where that all came from. Now, Hillary Clinton is out there attacking President Trump after the Dems announced articles of impeachment, calls him the occupant of the Oval Office. So tell me that she's not planning on stepping in if Trump is in fact removed from power. All right. Now, the FISA report reveals that it was Hillary Clinton who meddled in the 2016 election, and it goes all the way back to that Christopher Steele dossier, you know, the P dossier or the Golden Shower dossier, whatever you want to call it. That's basically it. And basically, contained within Monday's FISA report by the Department of Justice Inspector General is the revelation that Fusion GPS, the firm paid by the Clinton campaign to produce that Steele dossier, was paying Steele to discuss his reporting with the media. That definitely is meddling in the election. It's definitely trying to put falsehoods out there to damage a political rival. So it's very serious stuff. And yeah, Hillary's going to run. At this point, it's pretty obvious she's going to run here. And some of the excuses that they're coming up with to proceed with impeachment are just a little bit out there in the twilight zone. Representative Al Green, Democrat of Texas, is basically out there saying that they should impeach Trump to heal the wounds of slavery. That's Representative Green's idea that, you know, somehow or other, and we don't exactly know how, but Donald Trump is linked with slavery. And he's part of the reminder of the wounds of slavery. And so if we impeach him, that's going to make the black people all very, very happy indeed. I don't think so. By the way, Barack Obama committed 5 acts of obstruction of justice the Democrats didn't notice. No impeachment trial, no censure, no slap on the wrist, nothing. Apparently, Obama obstructed dozens of inspector general investigations, and we're not talking about a few, we're talking dozens. Then there was that whole Iran ransom payments investigation. That one got blocked by the Obama White House. Not allowing Ben Rhodes to testify on the Iran nuclear deal. That was an obstruction charge right there. And of course, not providing the subpoenaed Solyndra documents. Remember, Solyndra was an absolute epic fail. Spent a huge amount of money on what was supposed to be this amazing solar panel system, which turned out really kind of not to work. Ultimately, they went bankrupt. Republicans launched an investigation and issued subpoenas. And the Obama White House would have none of it and claimed that complying with the subpoenas would put an unreasonable burden on the president's ability to meet his constitutional duties. Well, you're certainly not hearing that from the Democrats today, are you? And then finally, there was obstructing the NBPP voter intimidation investigation. So that's 5 cases of obstruction of justice. And the Democrats, nah, no biggie. Remember yesterday we were reporting on this story where Nancy Pelosi knew that George W. Bush was lying. That's lying with a capital L regarding Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, his nuclear bombs. But Pelosi didn't consider that impeachable. Yeah, we lie to the American people all the time. It's no big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. I will not be lied to. You should have the same zero tolerance attitude. That I will have a truthful government or I'll have no government at all. I'm not going to sit around here and be lied to for the rest of my life. Ridiculous here. Okay, over in the world of corporate media, CNN, MSNBC refused to air the Department of Justice Inspector General hearing live. Basically are saying, well, American people don't really need to see this. You know, we'll put something up there with the Kardashians or something here. Anyway, the crooked Democrats are introducing their articles of impeachment. They're doing the final markup tonight as we speak. They're breaking the rules by refusing to allow the GOP their day of witnesses. In other words, they want to go right to the Senate trial, and they don't want to allow the Republicans to have anything to say. Same thing that Adam Schiff did in the House. You know, we'll tell you what to think. You're not allowed to respond. Now, Lindsey Graham is doubling down on this and saying he will call no witnesses to the Senate hearings. He's basically giving the Democrats, the deep state, a complete pass. And what they're doing is the Senate Republicans, not the Democrats, but the Republicans, they're letting Biden off the hook. Their excuse is Senate Republicans have no appetite for there to be any kind of hearings. So we're just going to have this expedited impeachment trial And at this point, I'm starting to think, yeah, they're really going to throw Trump out of office. And then Hillary's going to step on in. And boy, are we going to be in a world of hurt at that particular point. Now, there are some voices on the other side. Senator Ted Cruz is out there insisting the Senate will hold a fair impeachment trial to expose the Ukrainian scandal, and says Trump should be allowed to call any witnesses he wants. And Cruz is absolutely correct about that. That's what due process is all about. You're allowed to face your accuser. You're allowed to cross-examine. And I'm absolutely stunned. I'm shocked. There are so many Republicans in the Senate who seem ready to just sort of like coast along with this. Boy, they must have some really good blackmail information on those bozos. Former FBI special agent and lawyer and CNN analyst Asha Rangappa has now started deleting all of the tweets that she put up, claiming that the Steele dossier was verified and reliable. Now, you can trust it. You know, Trump really did this with these prostitutes. No, he didn't. There's zero evidence to support it. It's just the corporate media doing what the corporate media does. They lie to you. And what it does is it illustrates the Democrats are still living in fantasy land. They're still obsessed with the phony Russian narrative. And they're hoping that they can hard sell it to you so that you won't get too upset when the president that you voted for, that you put into the Oval Office, gets kicked out by the political machine. Another article here, this is from PJ Media, talking about all the reporters who lied about the Steele dossier, Carter Page and the FISA warrants, basically going from the Steele dossier is fully reliable to the Steele dossier really didn't form any basis for the FISA warrants against Carter Page, even though Horowitz has now admitted that was the case. That's what the corporate media does. They're there to sell you on this idea. All right, former federal prosecutor Robert Wray is saying, well, we already talked about that one. And let's see, the full House vote is expected next week. The Dems claim they don't plan to whip impeachment votes as group of vulnerable Dems are spooked and are floating the idea of censure instead. Well, you know, Hillary is definitely not going to want to go along with that idea. She wants Trump out of there. She wants Trump broken. You know, she wants a clear skid strip, if you will, so that she can step on into the Democratic primaries and stand a moderately decent chance of cheating her way into the White House, which is what she did in 2016. And I'm not expecting her to develop a conscience, a moral responsibility. I'm expecting her to cheat again, mostly with those millions of illegal immigrants who have been registered to vote, even though they're not supposed to vote. And we know we had something like 3 to 4 million illegal immigrants voting in 2016. It was worse in 2018, and it's going to be a lot worse next year because they're looking at something like, according to Harvard and Yale, 27 million illegal immigrants in this country. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, yesterday we were talking about the fact that the Inspector General's report regarding the Carter Page visa application included 17 significant inaccuracies and omissions. And every single one of these flaws and omissions went against Donald Trump. Horowitz said there was no bias. Well, obviously, if there was no bias, then the errors and omissions should have been balanced on both sides of the line. Some would have helped Donald Trump. Some would have harmed him. But for every single one of these 17 omissions and errors to go against Donald Trump, to me, that right there signals that there's a bias. And let us not forget the text messages being sent back and forth from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, in which they openly talked about making sure that Trump never got to be president. I mean, I'm sorry, to me, that sounds like there is a bias there. Now, here's where it gets really kind of weird here. A former FBI top lawyer looking at this IG report and the 17 significant errors is out there saying, well, you know, the president should apologize to us. You know, we at the FBI, we didn't do anything wrong. You know, and Trump has tried to make a big deal over these 17 significant errors, and you know, we're not feeling that he's treating us fairly, so he should apologize to us. That'll be the day. Something else that came out of the Department of Justice report: all the witnesses testified that no one, not a single person in the administration, ever insinuated, ordered, or asked staff or ambassadors to trade foreign aid for personal favor. That's why the Democrats are in a panic. They don't have anything. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Only I'm allowed to trade foreign money and this or that. Not you, you know. they're all scammers, man. You know, like you look at the same people telling Trump, and I'm not a fan of Trump, even though I voted for him, but the same people who say don't do it are the ones doing it. You know, that's how corrupt the system is. You know, do as I say, not as I do, right? That's it.
Well, you've got Biden. I mean, you know, they've pretty much nailed Biden for getting that Ukrainian prosecutor fired by holding up something like $1 billion. Now, I fail to see that there's any difference between what Biden did and what they're accusing Trump of doing.
Was his son kind of like a viceroy put in there? Getting $50,000 a month on that. What is Burisma Energy? Is that an energy trading company, like a front?
Yes, it is.
Like
yes,
Enron,
it
right?
is. And Hunter, I don't know about Viceroy. I mean, Viceroys historically have had plenipotentiary authority. But there's no question he's a nepot. And
he was on three other boards, Mike.
Yeah.
Of different companies. Which, it's kind of like putting pieces on a chessboard, right? That you control, in a way.
Yes.
You know? How sad are these people? And he's only one son of one person. Imagine how many other people who are linked to other families. That's why we have an oligarchy. We don't have a constitutional republic anymore. It's been gone for a long time. There's no America no more. It's United States of Empire. It's oligarchy. This is what an oligarchy looks like, right? I mean, this is it. You know, and
I'm sure Hunter is quite happy with all the money that he's made and, you know, goes to sleep at night, you know, just saying, you know, I'm fabulously wealthy and nobody can do a thing about it.
I want people to think about that. $50,000 a month for not knowing anything about energy sits on one board out of four that he's on. $50,000 a month. How many of the listeners calling in make that in a year? Think about it. That's from one, and that's what the money we know that he's getting from that one out of four being on the board. There's other money coming in. His family's got a lot of money coming in. So I mean, there's money there, but it's just not for the regular little people.
You know, right now Hunter is trying to hide a lot of that money because he's got that former stripper He's got that former stripper who bore his child, and she wants child support.
They can hide it, Mike. If it's not digitally, you know, like if it's in other artwork and.
Well, apparently Burisma is being forthcoming with how much money that Hunter was making. Anyway, listen, Dustin, going to put you on hold here. And bring you back after these words from our sponsors. So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And we're basically talking about, well, a lot of things. Great Britain, Saudi Arabia. And it's just a very confusing, chaotic world right now.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to switch to right before I say, again, the elite, the oligarchy, they don't live in our world. They don't drive themselves to work. I think Hillary Clinton says she haven't driven a car in 25 or something years. They don't wash their own clothes. They don't cook their own food. They all have maids and servants for that because they are above us. That's what they
yes.
think. That's why if they ever got into our world, Mike, and had to like, well, that's why Hunter Biden is kind of like a cokehead, right? Like, if they ever got into our situation where we're at, they wouldn't be able to hack it because there'd be no aid to help them, you know? But, Mike, moving on real quick on the U.K., I don't know if you heard this. There's 2,000 food banks in the U.K., but there's only 1,300 McDonald's in the U.K. So there's more food banks in the U.K., which is, it's funny, but it's not. It's sad. It tells you there is something going on. And then, Mike, did you saw?
Yeah, it's telling me that people in the United Kingdom don't have the money to go to fast food restaurants.
Exactly. But Mike, did you know Saudi Aramco? They have the IP now, but I'm looking at the numbers, and you know, in 2019, They had $160 billion in oil revenue, and by 2020, it's projected to only be $37 billion. So that's $133 billion less they're bringing in from oil revenue. That's serious problems because, and I'm also looking at the spending is down by $20 billion and revenue dropped by $50 billion. So Saudi Arabia needed to have this IPO for Aramco because they're, I was hearing that they're going to reduce subsidies and stuff. They're going to have a lot of problems over there because if the subsidies and stuff is keeping the majority of the people who are like basically the serfs there down, because it's a welfare state. So Saudi Arabia's got issues. Britain's got issues. We all have issues. People think it's not here. It is here. We're in a recession around the world. Everything's slowing down. There's signs going on that it's slowing down. But just because our stock market is looking like it is, that's the stock market, but not like if you look at numbers going on.
It's not real world.
This is real world.
Part of the problem with Saudi Arabia is, they got caught in the crossfire of the U.S. oil price war with Russia, and it absolutely caused them a lot of damage. They had to sell government bonds for the first time, which now they're desperate to try and redeem. And apparently things are so tense in Saudi Arabia, the United States is sending troops over to Saudi Arabia to act as bodyguards for the royal family, for Crown Prince Mohammed and King Salman. And it's something like 3,000 troops, plus assorted equipment, Patriot missiles, and so forth. So they're very concerned that somebody inside Saudi Arabia is already thinking about assassinating the royals.
And Mike, before I get off the phone, they're cutting military spending by 8 to 10%. Which, and military spending means they're going to be not buying 8 to 10. They're going to buy 8 to 10% less from us.
Yes,
that's what it means. But Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again, and let me just come on over here and. There we are. All right. Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back in the hospital. And, of course, to nobody's surprise, liberals are panicking about 2020. They're trying to figure out some way they can keep her alive until somebody other than Donald Trump is in the White House. I don't think they can do it, with all due apologies. To Ginsburg, she is very, very old. She's been very, very sick. And, I don't even think a cryogenic tank is going to be of much help here. All right. Lisa Page is now suing the FBI and the Department of Justice for releasing her texts and is citing the cost of therapy and permanent loss of earning capacity as the damages. So the lawsuits are flying like crazy, and apparently Lisa Page is suing the FBI and the Department of Justice for allegedly violating the Federal Privacy Act. And I think they may have actually done that, in which case, if they did, then Lisa Page has got a great lawsuit, and I'm sure she's got herself a really good lawyer. Anyway, so Attorney General William Barr obviously is not agreeing with Inspector General Michael Horowitz, and basically he was being interviewed with NBC News, and he says there was no collusion. The investigation was completely baseless. Obama talked to the bad guys about election interference. And so it looks like William Barr is definitely forming his own opinion about what's going on. In fact, Barr has revealed the timeline on the Durham investigation. Then he turned around and blasted the media for their role in the Russian hysteria. Certainly, the corporate media was fanning that up just as hard as they could. Now, Bill Barr basically came on out as part of the same video saying Trump was clearly spied upon. And he says, I think wiring people to go talk to people and make recordings is in fact spying. That was one of the big points of contention, was that all the wires that people were wearing inside the Oval Office. And, yeah. Okay. Now, Doug Collins gets the Democratic Council to admit that Joe Biden actually carried out a quid pro quo with the Ukrainian government. And apparently this was a major omission from admission from Democratic Counsel Daniel Goldman this afternoon at the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment hearing. And in the clip, Collins runs through former Vice President Joe Biden's now infamous boast about threatening to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine if the president refused to fire the prosecutor general who was investigating natural gas company Burisma Holdings. So, yeah, there's your quid pro quo. Wasn't Trump, it was Biden. All right. Major Garrett is out there saying that, Donald Trump's rhetoric may be slightly off, but he hasn't tried to jail any journalists. And Obama did that twice. Have all of that going on here. Okay, so Hunter Biden's baby mama wants to know how much he made at the Ukrainian energy firm. And so the sex stripper suing Hunter Biden for child support wants him to reveal how much he made while he served on the board of the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma. This was filed in court documents. Now, Hunter has already filed a request with the court to have all of his financial records sealed, claiming that he's absolutely broke and he's poor and it's nobody's business but his own. But the amount that London Alexis Roberts is asking Biden to acknowledge he reaped at the energy firm is redacted in the 47-point request for admissions her lawyer filed in an Arkansas court. But reports have said Biden was paid as much as $50,000 per month in the position he sat on the company's board of directors between April 2014 and April 2019. So he's got lots of cash, and I think this stripper definitely, she deserves her day in court. She's got a baby. It's Hunter's baby, and I'm sorry. I think Hunter, needs to be reminded that when you father a child, you have certain responsibilities and obligations that you're going to have to basically step up to the plate on. Okay, Steve Elkins is sending me a bunch of mails, and apparently Trump's press conference right now, Trump literally came on out saying that the Jewish faith is as much a part of his family as anything else. So that's absolute pandering here. And, pushing this anti-Semitism legislation. Trump is just giving Israel absolutely everything that they want. Okay, Virginia Roberts, who's the young girl at the center of the Jeff Epstein, Prince Andrew case, is out there saying, I'm not suicidal. If something happens to me, do not let this go. Evil people want me quiet. in the wake of Prince Andrew scandal and Jeffrey Epstein's death. And that sounds very, very familiar because we went through the same thing with Deborah Jean Palfrey, where she came on my show and said, I'm not suicidal. You know, if something happens to me, it's not suicide. And then she was found hanging in her garage with a huge contusion to the back of her head, which makes it look like somebody clubbed her into unconsciousness and then strung her up on the rope here. Now, Bill Cosby has lost his appeal of his sexual assault conviction. And I think he kind of hoisted with his own petard on this one, because over the last few days, he's been out there making the statements about how he feels no remorse, and he's not going to evidence any remorse going through the parole board. Well, he lost the appeal, and so he's the first celebrity trial of the hashtag MeToo era, and, you know, it's so odd, because I remember as a kid, you know, playing his records to Russell, my brother, whom I slept with, you know, the story of Fat Albert and all this stuff. And then he's just become this very mean and bitter individual where he refuses to acknowledge that he might have actually behaved badly in the presence of these young ladies. So I'm not surprised that he lost the appeal, and frankly, he did it to himself. All righty, let's talk about the international news here, because there's a bunch of stuff going on here. Let's start out with Syria. And apparently Turkish proxies are seeking to capture chunks of the M4 highway. And this is an escalation of the military confrontation in Latakia and the surrounding area. According to pro-government sources, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and allied militant groups conducted attacks and shelled several positions of the Syrian army near the M4 highway and south of the town of Kabari. And in response, Syrian Air Force and artillery units conducted strikes on militants' positions near Jisr al-Shangur al-Janudaya and at a contact line near the M4 highway and Kobani. Now, pro-Turkish sources reported that units affiliated with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces shelled positions of the Turkish-backed militant groups. Everybody's fighting everybody over there. And apparently, Russian warplanes have now intercepted Israeli jets over southern Syria. And Israel's not supposed to be there. But apparently, Russia sent in a Sukhoi Su-24 bomber and basically just intercepted the Israeli warplanes and drove them back. All right, apparently the White Helmets are boosting their presence in Idlib. And according to the Russian special envoy, it looks like they're getting ready for some kind of a provocation. To, you know, let's get this war going again here, where everybody's wasting their time here. And Lavrentiev added that Moscow is calling on all of its partners to carefully assess the information about the potential provocation. Now, here's where things are getting really interesting. Turkey may close the encircling air base for the United States if Washington, D.C. decides to impose sanctions on Ankara for their purchase of the Russian S-400 missile defense system. Now, this is going to be a little bit tricky, because at Incirclik, the United States keeps nuclear weapons. So this is going to be a little bit of a tense situation. I mentioned this earlier in the program, but according to this story that is coming out of Checkpoint Asia, American soldiers are now acting as bodyguards for the Saudi royals. And I can imagine that the families of these kids are probably wondering, what on earth are they doing over there? But as of the end of November, U.S. military leaders were in Riyadh negotiating the employment terms for the Royals' new bodyguards. And that is the plan for an expanded American military presence in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, including Patriot missiles, Sentinel radars, a THAAD air defense system, fighter aircraft, and other equipment. 3,000 personnel on the ground there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, Michael, you remember about 2 weeks ago, it was on December 3rd, when Donald Trump was meeting with French President Macron.
Yes.
He said that the U.S., and this is the quote, has a tremendous amount of captured ISIS fighters over in Syria, and they're all under lock and key, unquote.
Okay.
So first of all, I find that is a very menacing kind of thing to say to, you know, the president of France. It's really kind of, you know, scary in a sense.
Yes.
And then the question is, he's almost bragging about it as though it's funny or it's cute. And my question goes out, what is he doing with these ISIS fighters? What's his plans? I mean, is the United States, and I remember the, you know, from about a month ago, they said it was as many as 11,000 fighters that were under the control of the Kurds. So is he admitting that we took all those fighters and we have all 11,000? Or did we hand some of those over to the Turks when we prematurely pulled out of the Kurdish areas? And so now those ISIS fighters have joined and are working as Kurdish mercenaries now in Syria. If so,
that's one possible explanation. The other one is that, you know, we seem to be ramping up to war with Iran, and a fighting force of 11,000 strikes me as something you want to have available to you.
And they would be foot soldiers on the ground, and
yes,
they would be willing to strap, you know, and use suicide weapons and you know, those truck bombs.
I don't know that they're willing to go the suicide bomb route. I think that's more a PR stunt than it is a real military tactic. But certainly these ISIS fighters are familiar with fully automatic weapons and, you know, how to basically mount machine guns on trucks. And I think that Trump is taking this sort of braggadocio approach to them because he sees them as part of his armed force he's going to bring against Iran.
Well, to me, I consider his comments to Macron as a declaration of being basically in deep with the deep state, because that's a pretty horrible thing to say. I mean, what he should be doing, if he really cared about justice, is he should be working with Assad to have those ISIS fighters tried, and in my opinion, ideally executed by the Syrian government in Syria and leave it up to them. You know, many of those fighters are foreigners, and to me, there's nothing lower than having foreigners come into your country and join either side in a civil conflict without approval from the legitimate government.
Well, you know, I mean, that's exactly what the United States has been doing in Syria. Anyway, Paul, we got to let you go here. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.